Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Wow. We are in San Francisco.
That's right.
Whatever happened to predictability? That's a Full House theme.
Oh, I'm like, I didn't know I supposed to know this song.
Yeah. Do you not?
I wasn't a big Full House person.
Okay. Well, what a moot point to start on. All right, Tanya, tell them where we are.
Well, we are at Oracle Park in San Francisco. We have the cutest setup in the entire world, at the Cloud Club, which is where we're doing the podcast, and it's so freaking cute.
Yeah, it's located on the suite level. It's their brand new all-inclusive premium lounge and a new way
to... This is premium.
Yeah.
This is so fancy.
Yeah.
It's like Tanya, you know, is not a big sports girl, we could say, but I feel Tanya in the Cloud Club is
thriving.
She's thriving.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have literally the best view of the whole park up here. We just have our little podcast set up right here. It's me, Tanya, Easton, Danielle's right here. I don't know if she has a mic, but she's sitting here.
Hey, there's a mic here.
Nothing makes me happier than a Danielle on a work trip.
I'm very honored.
I mean, nothing makes me happier. But I also want to shout out, I'm on my phone because I did not bring the card with me, and I want to get the names correct. We need to shout out Brittany, Kelsey, Michelle, and Vanessa.
They
are literally the sweetest humans on the planet. I have never seen a gift bag cuter.
And more personalized.
And more personalized in my life.
What was in yours?
Okay, so these San Francisco Giants scrub tops, which are like the cutest.
Tony and I are embarrassingly twinning today.
I know, I texted Becca and I was like, are we going to wear them? And she's like, I know you want to.
I said, let's put them on.
And then I had red Starburst in there. And then I had almond, like raw almond packets. And there was a little note on it that said sans salt. And then there was, I know. And then there was your favorite Pop-Tarts. Your favorite
that
flavor
you also
that I ate during our diet swap.
And took home with you after the diet swap. Mine had my favorite Pop-Tarts, the cookies and cream. I had almonds that had chocolate on them with a little note that said, here's some almonds, but with some chocolate, because let's be real.
Oh my God.
So cute and thoughtful. I can't get over it.
I had gummy bears because I love gummy bears. The scrub top. It was just the cutest. I love things that are personalized, and it was really sweet.
It was very personal. And on our way over here when we were at the airport, I'm using my backup hydro flask because I peed in my other one, and I almost left my hydro flask at the airport in Burbank, and some nice human found it wherever I left it and brought it on the plane.
My favorite thing is she comes down the plane. She's like, did you leave this hydro flask? And Tanya's like, yes, I lost my other one. I just threw it away. I'm like, it was full of pee.
I know. I was like biting my tongue to not be like, yeah, she peed in her other one. There's pee in that one too.
I mean, it's just really a great day.
I know.
All around.
And so, Tanya, we were on the Southwest flight, and, you know, those are not assigned seats. So it's like you get a order with which you get on the plane, and then you just, like, it's like a free-for-all. You pick your seat. So I went ahead, because I was late checking in, I went ahead and purchased a spot at the front, and I got the seat that I wanted. And Tanya's like, well, save me a seat, which... If you are a fellow nine person, you know that that is the worst case scenario, because confrontation, if someone comes to sit down, I have to stand up and be like, oh, my friend's sitting there, or my friend's in the bathroom, and just try to lie.
It's like the least confrontational thing you have to do.
No, because like I had a good seat. I was in the exit row, and that's what people want.
Nobody wants to sit in the middle of the exit row, which was where I was going to be.
True. But depending on how far back you were, there was a chance. So luckily no one came. Tanya came and sat down.
Yeah, I was like, Becca, just tell them I went to the bathroom and I'll be right back.
I didn't have to do that.
It's still an awkward confrontation. I'm with you there, Becca.
Really?
I just sit there and pray that no one, and if someone asks, I just go, oh, sorry. And then my friend comes back and I go, they strong-armed me. They took the seat from me. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
I'm
like, fighting this plane. I was thinking about if this happened and she comes back and the seat was taken, I'd be like, I tried. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, right.
I know. Well, Tanya would probably be like, can I sit there? That's my friend.
I totally would have.
Yeah. Yeah. She told the girl that was sitting like on the aisle. She's like, that's my best friend.
Just so you're clear, this is my best friend, okay?
Yeah, that's why I'm choosing the middle seat, because that's my best friend.
She thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And we ended up chatting with her the whole flight.
And we did some other things on the flight. We planned some things, didn't we?
We did plan some things.
With Mr. Senor, I mean, Senor Butterfly.
We did.
When are you seeing him again?
Tomorrow.
Wow.
I know. I'm excited. Exciting.
Do you feel butterflies thinking about seeing him? Do you feel butterflies seeing Senor Butterfly?
I do. I'm like super tired. So I'm hoping that I can like sleep and rest up before tomorrow, which I feel like is not going to happen. But hey.
You'll make it.
Yeah, I'll make it. And I think I'll get adrenaline when I see him. Right?
He brings on the adrenaline. I think so. We talked about something. Do we want to go there?
What did we talk about?
So Tanya decided, you know, she was going to plan. I told her it'd be cute if she planned something.
It's Thursday, by the way.
It's for Thursday you guys that are listening. Yeah. Currently.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Is how the things go.
Yeah.
And that's when this is when the date is happening. And I told her, I was like, I think you should plan something cute. So we're thinking about what could she plan that's cute. Well, it turns out Senor has some similar eating habits as myself.
Yeah.
Really?
But he's like half and half. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he eats, like he, it's like, he's more human. He's more normal. Like he'll eat healthy, but then he'll like eat not healthy.
Do you not consider yourself human?
I meant normal. And no, I'm not normal. But yeah, he eats healthy, but then he'll like dabble in not healthy things.
Some things pickup sticks.
Yeah.
Which is a what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Something like that.
We don't have to share everything that I'm doing for this man.
Okay, okay. So she's planning something cute, and she said, should I have some sweatpants at my house for him?
Like if he eats too much?
Or just like if he wants to be cozy. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. Because like nothing worse than just like being in jeans when you're like sitting on the couch.
And I feel bad because whenever we're hanging out, like I'm always in my cozies and he's like in jeans, you know?
That would be so cute, I think.
Okay, so that wouldn't freak you out?
No. Are you kidding me? Like, I've never had that happen, and I.
Well, we found a like less abrasive way to do it, which I think is
it's really good. Yeah. Actually,
do you want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, so I'm gonna order on Amazon a pair for myself, and then accidentally order a bigger pair.
And she's going to be like, oh my gosh, why did Amazon send me this size when I really just needed this size? Oh, would you like these? Would you want to put these on?
Yeah.
So then it doesn't feel like she's made a drawer for him or anything.
Right,
you know?
Right. Not like I'm clearing out a drawer. Here's your toothbrush.
You're not getting his name printed on the sweatpants or anything.
Right. It's like monogrammed.
Senor, a butterfly across the butt. Maybe.
Yeah.
A butterfly would be cute.
No, remember to be chill. Cool girl.
Oh, yeah. Very chill.
Very chill.
Getting
very cool.
Sweatpants for him, but we're chill.
That's a good way, though, don't you think?
I think that's a really good move.
Thank you.
If I was a single man and I had been on a very chill date with someone and I came back to your house and she'd give me sweatpants. I mean, really, I think you could say like, I got these for you.
I could just like go rogue?
I mean, maybe I'm the wrong here. I don't think you have to do the whole like, I accidentally got these. I think you just go, I got these for you. That might want to come.
Okay.
Got them for free and put them in the closet. You want to try those?
That's our long lost producer. We haven't heard from him.
He knows that I don't have them because like he's been over before and I haven't offered them. So
he's been over before. Yeah, so there's a precedent set.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you were over before. You didn't have sweatpants.
Yeah, so here we are. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be responsible if this goes wrong.
No, you won't be responsible.
I think you accidentally, they sent you a bigger pair.
He's still keeping it cool breezy.
Another guy left these here.
My brother, last guy left these here. Yeah. So that's probably frowned upon to go that way.
Yeah.
I think it's a great, I think you, to be honest, I think either way you're fine. I think if anything, he'll be like, that's so nice. And if you want to be more cool, then you do it that way. It just depends on your vibe.
Yeah.
Cool girl or cute girl.
He's going to be touched either way. He's
I know. And here's the thing, though. I'm like not a cool girl as much as I try to pretend. Like I'm not.
You should do the Amazon thing and then later in the night be like, I have to confess something. Because that would be funny.
Yeah, that's actually a good call.
And I feel like he has that sense of humor.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good call.
Great.
Yeah.
Glad that we got that sorted out.
Yeah. Maybe you'll meet him this weekend.
Don't get my hopes up like that.
Could happen.
Should we just plan on maybe running into each other at like you know, a local restaurant. I could be like, what? Fancy meeting you here.
No, that's weird.
Okay.
Don't you think? It should be like a planned thing. I feel like it should be a planned thing.
Okay. I'm down for that. I would love to meet
What
him.
Are you doing this weekend?
I don't have really any plans. It's Labor. The thing with Labor Day is that I want to go to the beach or to a pool, but all of my options are going to be just so filled with people, strangers. And I don't get a thrill from that actually at all. I get the opposite of a thrill, a chill.
Oh, yes.
So where does that leave you?
Just like being in my home, probably. But I'd be down to like maybe I could maybe go to the beach and have like a beach day if we found some good open space.
You know what I should do? I got that. Ryan gave me a birthday present. He got me like those chairs and like the whole setup. And I should do that this weekend, huh?
That'd be so cute.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
That maybe I could order some for myself.
No, there's like multiples. It's like a, it's like made for people. Like a party. Four, actually, I think it's made for
oh my
four.
Gosh, perfect. Date day.
Wow.
All right. Well,
I just love plans coming together like yeah. that.
Just, should we all just wear our sweatpants that we got from Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. We have a fun episode because we have a manual today and we asked y'all to ask some questions that you need to know from some dudes. I haven't looked over them, but they're always really good when we do this.
Perfect.
And it's always stuff where I am happy to give my opinion, but I don't feel equipped as I am not equipped with some things a man may have.
Like a penis.
Yeah, but that shouldn't really, you know, yeah. I mean, that makes a difference, I think. But also the way our brains work are very different.
As we
have discovered in other situations. So I think it's fun to kind of open it up for girls to ask and get advice from the guy side. Because we're not men.
No. I mean, and I'm just sans.
Sans advice?
I just find it so funny because it's like we give all this advice, but like we're just like, I mean,
it's crap.
Yeah, I mean,
I just I feel like I give wisdom.
You think?
Yeah.
I guess what are they say? People who
those
can't,
who can't do
those
teach.
Who can't do teach. So it's like, there's that.
We had a huge response from the headphones. You know, people having earphones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't think. I saw one message for you that agreed with you, and
there was a couple. I do have to say there were a few peppered in.
I want to bring up something I noticed before we got on the plane. We were waiting for the plane to board, and there was a young lady sitting next to Tanya, and she had earbuds in, and she had her like food on the seat, and Tanya's like, "Oh, is that your food?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, hi mom," and like she's like,
"Yeah, yeah." She did not want to talk.
Did not
to
want
me.
To have a conversation with Tanya.
No, no.
She wanted to talk to her mom. But I was like, well, there's a data point right there.
I mean, there wasn't really much of an argument. It was more mm-hmm. just, it was hard for me to just watch Tanya's view get trampled like it did. But it was kind of like a no-brainer.
That was like, I've never seen response like that ever. I really, truly hate, I don't hate admitting when you're right. But like this one was just like.
It was pretty overwhelming.
It was pretty overwhelming.
Like, I got messages of people, like, it seemed a little bit infuriated that
I even do that. I know,
like,
some people
are
offended.
You're that person, because it's like, when I get on a plane and have my headphones in and then someone starts talking, like, I feel this rage internally, and on the outside, I'm just like, yeah, that's cool.
I did get some of those messages where people were like, I loathe people like you. I was like, oh. But then I got some from other people that said that they seek out people like me. So it's really just a coin toss.
But if they're seeking someone out like you, they're not wearing headphones. That's
true.
The thing.
But no, I did get some that said that they wear headphones because they are shy. But it was very, there was like two or three.
I was going to say. Well,
two or three to the like 300 that I got that said, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I feel like it was a passionate response.
Yeah, it was.
We actually have a really exciting guest today. We have Grace Vanderwall on the episode. She is, I hate to say this because I don't like, and I feel like she's wise beyond her years, but she's like half our age. So I'm excited to talk to her because I do feel like she's kind of an old soul, but.
we'll see how in touch we are.
Her voice is so, like, mature.
I know, and
it's
raspy.
Like fine wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. We'll see how old we actually are when we talk to her. She might make us feel youthful again.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to reiterate that we're doing this podcast looking at the Giants field. Dean and Vanessa are doing a podcast here too. Dean's doing something with the mascot, I think.
Yeah, so Dean gets to go out with Lucille, the mascot. Did I get that right, you guys? Okay, good. And I think he carries the game ball out and he like places it somewhere. I'm not 100% sure exactly what he gets to do. It's big. It's very big.
Did Dean shower for his big moment?
He's over at the hotel showering as we speak.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be very clean for Lucille.
Yeah, and like grooming the hair. He asked us today how often Tanya and I brush our hair.
Did you guys talk about your scrubs? Because I got here a little bit late. And the fact that the Giants got you Giants scrubs.
I know. It's so sweet.
Well, so
the whole gift bag was just insane.
Yeah, and I opened the gift bag and I was going through it. And I was like, oh, it's a Giants t-shirt. And then Tanya goes, did you see the scrubs? And I was like, are you kidding me? That's scrubs. So we're Tanya told me
and
she
know
was,
what's gonna happen later, you what? Guys, it's pretty big. Okay, so later, I'm not sure what inning, but they're gonna put you guys on the Jumbotron.
Yes. Wow.
You two, Dean and Vanessa, and then we have a couple of the guys from How Men Think here too.
What are we doing?
It's waving.
Oh, cool.
And we got these jerseys that have our names
but
on them.
But I think
this.
You
so
need to wear
sweet.
Your scrubs
oh,
for
really?
The Jumbotron.
I don't know. I feel like my jersey is like a moment.
Yeah.
They'll think you're a player. They'll pull you onto the field, you know, to pinch hit.
Tanya's jersey says rad. Do you guys know anything about baseball?
Yeah, of course.
Can you name a Giant? Try.
I don't know anything about baseball.
Do you know how the game is played?
I know
there's 9 innings.
Innings.
There's 9 innings. There's I mean, I played softball, so I'm like very familiar with the
you cannot
game.
Cannot name one Giant.
Just give me a second.
Buster Posey.
That's who I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I was going to say Buster.
I could barely name an Angel. Or I'm sorry, what's our team? Dodger.
Oh my God. Well, they're playing the Padres tonight, which is my old stomping ground. Yeah, the Giants are playing the Padres tonight, and I just have to say, go Giants. I mean, I'm here to support who I'm supporting.
What team you're going to root for. This is like a home game for me because I'm from Santa Cruz, California, aww. Not far south of here. This is my home team growing up.
And I'm from 10, 15 minutes from here.
Yeah.
I came across the bridge. Rick from How Men Think called me as I was driving across the bridge. And I shouldn't say this. It's bad. I've been crying a little bit lately, so I'm working through some stuff.
She's laughing, but she could turn into tears at any second, people.
I have that manic laugh now. Where yeah.
Like, no.
I hate the manic laugh.
I'm coping.
Oh, no.
You're
sensing that a little?
Yeah, that I felt it a little bit. And then when you said it, it really confirmed it for me. So now we know Amy is sensitive.
We're all in it together. And I'm going to have 8 hot dogs and feel
I'm starving. For some ballpark food.
They're going to bring you guys some special treats. Wait, does anybody know what the special treats are? The ladies from the Giants are being shy over there. Come over. Becca loves...
hot dogs.
I really just love, I mean, they know, they listen, they know me, they made me a goodie bag tailored to me.
So there will be some surprises that we'll put on the Scrubbing In Instagram so people can see all the action.
Yeah, they've been so great. Like I got a gift basket. I normally never get these gift basket things. Like I usually have to stay in like the boiler room of the hotel and everything. But I got, the big old gift basket is full of Marvel stuff. I got like a Giants like Thor bobblehead. I got a poster of the Russo brothers. They directed Endgame. It was super awesome. And I've actually never seen a game at this stadium before. But I've always wanted. I came on a tour when they first opened it. But I've never been to a game here. And I got so excited because I got this giant Coca-Cola bottle, and we're right by the bottle. It's like right over there.
Easton isn't lying when he says we usually put him in the boiler room.
Isn't this where Kim and Kanye got engaged?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see
where
that happened.
Here's Tanya's sports knowledge.
Yeah, but wait, I know this.
Good job.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, that's what I... But I want to see like where it happened. Can we get a tour?
It was right in the middle on the field, and the family was hiding in the dugout off to the side, and they had a huge like quartet and a big scoreboard message that said, "Will you marry me?" with a lot of ease. And
were you involved in that?
No, it was before my time, but it was very top secret. But it did happen here. Yes.
I didn't realize the Giants were such a special thing to Mr. West.
he's a Chicago guy. No, there was a reason why it was here, and
we'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
He just loves Lucille. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I think he wanted. He's probably so upset that Dean's given the ball with Lucille tonight.
Mr. Yee, Kanye West.
Oh, Amy and I are just dumb.
Not hip, as the kids
We're not
say.
Hip. I mean, yeah, it's Ye?
Yeah. Kanye.
I thought it was Yeezys.
Yeah, thank you.
They are Yeezys. They are Yeezys.
Well, Yeezy is the nickname, but if you're just going
Y-E. Oh, I guess, Y-E. And it's Kim Ye.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Ye. It's my own personal brand. Own personal branding.
Do you have any questions for the man panel we're going to do later? We got some awesome ones coming up. But anything in your lives that you want to discuss?
Oh, I want to ask, like, for men, like, when they're in a new relationship, do they get scared if a girl brings up the, like, exclusive talk?
A great question.
Like, would they rather the girl bring it up, or do they want to do it on their time?
Don't forget to ask.
This is not a personal question. This is just something that is not personalized for me.
That's a good question. That's something that, like when I was a dating man, that was something that I always, when I was a young tiger on the prowl, I always had struggled with that conversation, you know. And I always thought, like, so what I would do is I would just ask girls if they wanted to go steady.
No.
Yeah.
Like, to be, like, kind of funny and see how they responded?
Yeah. I'd give them, like, my pin, because that's what you do, like, in the 50s. You know, you give them your class pin, and, like, do you want to go steady with me? And then
you're not like a gem of a human. Like, I feel like you're not like the majority of
I'm
men.
Not like other guys.
No, you're not.
Did you have cool pinnings guy. At Tri-Delta?
Theta.
Oh, God.
Offended. No offense to the Tri-Delts out there, but, like,
did you have pinnings?
Kappa Alpha Theta.
Kappa Alpha Theta. We didn't have that at my school.
Oh, really?
What is that?
So it's like engaged to be engaged. So a fraternity. Did you have them, Danielle?
No.
We had them at Cal. I went to Cal, which is also 10 minutes from here. And, like, a boy would pin a girl. So you would go down to the dining room and it would be dark. And there would be song, and you don't know who's getting pinned.
Yeah.
And they pass around, like, a candle or something, and then it would switch directions, and then it would go back. And then all of a sudden, the girl who's getting pinned, I guess she must have known, would blow it out, and then all the fraternity boys would come in.
Doesn't this happen in Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that actually.
Oh, no, it was like a thing.
That bleep is real.
Yeah, it was like a thing. And I think that they did it at my school, but I think it, like, I don't remember why they stopped doing it. There's a reason why they stopped doing it.
I think people just don't get engaged in college anymore.
Right. Maybe, you know? That's why. Yeah.
I also learned last night that the population is decreasing.
Oh, yeah.
Millennials are not having babies.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there was always this, like, expectation and pressure. And I feel like now it's very almost taboo to, like, put that pressure on. So everyone's like, what?
I heard that millennials have so much debt to go to college that then in their 20s, they're trying to pay off their college debt. Then in their 30s, they're trying to work to make, like, a nest egg and some money. So they're just not having kids, and it's all getting pushed back.
We're not having kids.
Ever?
Probably not.
I think we need to discuss that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Breaking news. we're never
that
reproducing.
That seems new information. I feel like you guys were teeter-tottering for a while.
We were teeter-tottering for a while, and then lately it's been hard no.
You're like, Disneyland's way more fun sans kids.
Yeah, it's really fun to go to Disneyland when you have no children. But, hey, I got to have money for Disneyland. I mean, the kid's going to suck up all that money. But no, a combination of things, but fear of the future of the planet and
yikes, that's so sad.
We also just haven't, neither of us have, like, that burning desire to mm-hmm. to have children. You know, that's something that we've never had. And, you know, it's like there's not a lot of pressure like there was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But still, like, Allison went to, like, a baby shower recently, and she was like, I've never felt more like when I told them, like, we weren't planning on having kids, like, I never felt more, like, othered, you know, and, like,
ostracized.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, well, what's wrong with you? Why not? What's wrong? And, like, oh, do you hate me because I have kids? Like,
I know. That is interesting. There is this kind of, like, I had a friend of mine who didn't want to have kids for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And she recently changed her mind. So they probably will have kids. But she felt the exact same way. She's like, I would tell people that we don't want to have kids. And she's like, the, looks and the like judgment that you get from saying that out loud is so crazy.
Yeah, it's why I mean the what I always tell people is like I am a child. like I can't be raising another, you know what I mean? Like I'm yeah. still I still have a lot of maturing to do.
I also think though that like a lot of people maybe don't want kids but things happen and
yeah.
you know, or maybe like someone really wants kids and so they do it, but it's kind of like getting a this is like
okay. I see
where you're like getting a dog. I'm thinking about when I got a dog. I was like after I got her, I was like I cannot be doing that. Like, I can't raise a dog. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I, like, had this little thing that I was supposed to keep alive and take care of. And I've just adapted to it. And I think a lot of times that's what happened. It's yeah. like, maybe that wasn't planned. But it's like, obviously, if Allison was like, I want to have kids, you'd be like, I can step up.
Of course.
But
of course.
I think yeah. it's totally fine and okay to say, we don't want kids. Yeah. Like, why bring in, like, why bring them into this world when you're like, I'm loving my life and love how things are going. I know,
but there really is a stigma.
There's so much shame attached to it.
I know.
People look at me like I feel sometimes like, oh, sad girl. Sad girl.
Like they look at you like sad girl?
Yeah, like because I don't have kids or a husband. So it's like, oh. It's not like they say it out loud, but I think in their heads, or I perceive uh-huh. it, that they're like I was with some girlfriends the other day, and they were talking about how their kids give them purpose in life. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what the F is my purpose? Like,
yeah,
like doing podcasts. Like,
but then on the other hand, you may talk to someone who has kids, and you're like, yeah, I went and like had my weekend to myself, and they're like, I would give anything for a weekend by myself. Yeah, you know, like everyone's exactly. kind of in that place of
there's
like
a lot of shame. If you don't have kids or like a husband. And then I try to remember like, hey, a lot of people are like married and miserable. So why is that better? So I try not to have shame. Mm-hmm. Thanks. This is just going to add to my tears that are coming up. No, but it's like everybody feels bad.
Yeah.
Everyone has something. Yeah. Everyone the has grass something. Is always greener. And like I said, I have friends who have had kids so young or like got married so young. And it's like, oh, I miss those days of like being single or dating or not having responsibility. It's like everyone kind of is in that place of like at some point wanting what they once had or what they don't have anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why to all the girls who are like single and they're like discouraged or feeling like they're not doing what society's expectations are, like someone out there is wanting to do what you're doing right now.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
And I think like sometimes I've been yes. trying to be like really in that appreciate the season of life that I'm in, because I'm like I obviously want a partner in life and I want to get married and I do want to have a family, but I'm like I'm also single and I'm like I can sleep on my entire bed and I can wake up on a Sunday morning and like do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to just really appreciate this time in my life. Cause it's like, you never know, like you can snap your fingers and then that season's over, you know,
it's
then you have
so
someone in your life and you have to run your decisions by them and you
share
can't just
bed.
Like, yeah, share the bed and share other
Brawls.
Things with, so speaking of bras, Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their FitFinder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. They are amazing. I have my strapless bra that I have lost, and it's just the most
a tragedy that it's
not with
you.
It really is
anymore.
A tragedy. I thought somebody stole it, but I don't know how you lose a bra, but it's like, it's gone.
Is Senor out there with a strapless on?
No.
Strapless bra?
I don't know how, like, but how do you lose a bra? I, like, don't know if it's, like, in a bag somewhere or something. Yeah, maybe. But I'm really sad because it was my favorite strapless bra in the entire planet. So basically, you skip the trip and you find your fit with Third Love's online fit finder order and you try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences.
I haven't owned many bras in my life, but from what I understand, like going to the bra store and having that, you know, the woman breaks out the measuring tape and it's like, and she's like jiggling things around and like
yeah,
getting
it's
that.
Not
it's
ideal.
Awkward, you know,
it's not ideal.
You don't need to do that with Third Love.
No. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love has fit stylists available every day to help via text, chat, or phone, and returns and exchanges are free and easy.
Which bra did you lose?
The strapless bra.
Color?
nude.
Size. Give it up. Give it.
Honestly, no, I'm not. It's not like I'm embarrassed. I actually don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, figure out your size. I'm going to get it for you.
Okay. I like literally don't know.
And Third Love has half sizes. So it's true. You're
that's why the cup fits so nice. Yeah. That's why you don't have to like lift it like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like the Third Love bras, you don't have to do this all the time. So additionally, they have straps that won't slip and tagless labels. No itching. Third Love is the most comfortable bra with their lightweight, super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape and are proprietary to Third Love, which is probably why I don't have to lift up my strapless bra.
Exactly. It's like, you know what the size is? It's Tanya's size. That's why I fit
that's
so
right.
well.
That's right. That's right.
Crafted by God. Yeah. Just for your body.
So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to order your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today.
Okay, so we have a very special guest in the OR today. We have Grace VanderWaal. That was very loud, Tony.
I know, I feel very hot on my mic.
You were just doing okay. Some vocal warm-ups for us into the microphone.
Those are definitely my vocal warm-ups. Yes.
Wait, I want to tell you something. So
okay.
I met you.
Oh, right. The juice.
Yes. Yeah. So I met you years ago. It was like one of my very first carpets that I did, and it was like at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was
I was really nervous,
and you came up to me and you were like, oh my gosh, your eye makeup matches your shirt, you're so cool, and you were so nice to me, and I'll never forget it. Especially my makeup artist was like freaking out because she you loved my makeup.
How long ago is this?
Years ago.
Like I was young.
Yeah. But you were you were like overly so nice, and I'll never forget it.
Grace, how old are you right now?
Don't even. I know, I hate but you it said when so. Older I people do this to me.
No, because you literally said when I was
young. Yeah,
I was
a
young.
Young child.
Well, because things started
I've
very
grown
young
like
for you.
20 years since then.
For sure.
Okay, but you, well, the first time
like
I ever saw you.
3 years have been like 25 years.
Literally. This was probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's like 20 years ago.
When were you on America's Got Talent?
Like what year?
Yeah, like how many years ago was that?
2015.
Okay, 3 to 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And oh, then maybe it wasn't 5 years ago. That's why I was
like, oh, yeah.
Were you on Red Car Time before that?
No. Actually, I secretly was. I was one of those kids who auditioned for many talent shows. You know those kids?
Are you
no,
serious?
That's not me.
Oh, I was like, there's no way because your audition.
We just
was
wiped it all from the internet.
Yeah, right? You can't find you anywhere before America's Got Talent. But your Golden Buzzer video is like one of the most viral videos, I feel like.
Yeah, crazy.
Ever in the history of the show.
I'm like the peanut butter baby.
You're the baby, but you've grown up. And the
wait,
thing
what's
is,
a peanut butter baby?
What? You don't know peanut butter baby? Oh, my God. How do you not know peanut butter baby?
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Oh,
I
I'm like, am I
no,
ill-informed?
No, sometimes people can't tell if I'm kidding. I'm being dead serious.
Is this like a thing? Oh, this is like a thing on the internet?
Yes, this mother walks in. Yes! Ah. Does it feel good? Ah.
It's covered in peanut butter, I guess?
Oh, wow.
The peanut butter baby.
I missed that peanut butter baby.
So that was you. That's not you in the video.
that is me. I am peanut butter baby.
That was actually your first viral video. But yeah. That, I mean, I still, like, I sometimes will just go on YouTube and watch, if I want a good cry, I'll watch the Golden Buzzer videos. And it all started, I felt like it started with you. And I remember watching and being like, this girl seems so, like, way beyond her years. Because how old were you at that point?
I was.
You were so young.
12. I just turned 12.
And you like got on this massive stage in front of all these people and these judges and you just like did your thing. And I felt like they even said you were like, could be the next. Oh, I'm not going to say it. They said don't they gave it. You a good compliment.
They gave me a great compliment. I love it.
You just hear that all the time. And you want to be your own person.
No. Oh. I think honestly, and this is something that I definitely face because people on talent shows, it's like once you get signed and everything, it's like I feel like the first thing contestants think are like, well, how do we move on? How do I break away from the voice person or the American Idol person? But like honestly, in my opinion, I feel like the best way to move on and like the most graceful way to move on is to just not try to move on, not hold on to your past. But like, that's why I'm totally, let's talk, you know, if you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. If you don't, that's great too.
But, well, they said they compared you, know what you I mean? To Taylor Swift. And it was like, yeah. I'm trying to think at that time. She's still a huge deal. But like
back then.
But like, you know, hearing that at 12 was probably like, whoa, not only that's amazing, but whoa, it's a lot of pressure because like she's a big deal. And you're like doing your thing and holding your own outside of this like show that you won.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a really good compliment. Thank you.
You're here at Scrubbing It. You've made it.
Yeah, you've made it.
Yes. I'm chill, you know. I never really felt that pressure or anything.
Yeah.
Even back then. Especially back then, actually.
You feel it more now, if anything?
Yeah, if anything. I mean, I wouldn't even say that I feel any pressure, but if anything, I definitely would feel it more now than back then.
Yeah. Well, when you're singing, like, your song You're So Beautiful is like on all my playlists right now.
Oh,
it's one of my favorite songs. And I would just like to say a lot of our listeners actually listen to our opinions on music. So if you haven't listened to it yet, it's a good one. And I feel like a lot of your songs are very mature. Like, there are things that I can relate to, and I hate to say it, but I am significantly older than you. It's just the facts of life.
And she is. I'm not.
She's
maturity wise.
But I sing your songs knowing that you're much younger, but the words don't. It's like you've been through things.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
Do you write from experiences? Do you write thinking? Yeah.
Yeah. I always write from experiences, or sometimes I write about the future. It's really, really strange, and it happens all the time. And like, I think I'm like psychic for it. I don't understand, but sometimes I'll like be writing a song. I'm like, I don't know why I'm writing this, but I just am.
Like, and then like
months later, I'll be like, oh my God, that song is about what's happening to me.
Do you write while you're on tour, or do you like have specific times where you're like, okay, today I'm going to write, like I have a session in the studio?
I hate going to the studio on tour. It's my least favorite thing. Like, I will be dead the whole time because I feel like on tour, my body like adjusts to like doing absolutely nothing till around 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So like, even now I'm like low key kind of dead because I'm like, my body is like, why am I doing things in the daylight? But I usually don't write on tour at all. But last night I wrote at like 2:30 a.m. Still haven't revisited that. It might sound crazy, but I think that was like one of the only times that I've written on this tour.
I want to talk to you about being on tour because I just find it wildly fascinating.
Oh,
like truly your days are so the same. You literally like go to sleep, you finish a show, you go to sleep on the bus, you wake up in a different city, and you literally do the same day over and over and over again for like...
Not really, though.
Oh, tell me.
Every day is so different.
How? But like, because of the crowd?
Everything. Because of the crowd. And because of the crowd, there are new stories for me and my band to talk about. Like, I feel like the main thing on like how to, quote unquote, survive on tour is just about band and crew. If you don't have a good band and crew, you're going to feel so lonely and feel like you're just repeating the same day. And you're going to feel trapped. Like, I've been in that situation before, and it's like the worst. You give a show, you go back to your bunk, you fall asleep, you wake up, you do nothing, you sound check, you eat, you do a show, you go back to your bunk. It's the worst. But like, I feel like I have such a good band and crew around me, and we're all a big family. So every day is different. We do a show, we go back to the band bus, we talk about, oh, did you see that crazy person in the crowd? Like, what were they doing? And like,
do you shower in the venue before you get back on your bus?
How do you know?
I know that too.
Yeah. I've been on tour life, baby.
Tour life, bro. Yeah. You know it.
I know it.
You know it.
Yeah. And then I was like, actually, you have to like pull your luggage out from underneath the bus before you do anything. I was like, this is actually the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
It's crazy. If there are showers at the venue, that's dope. I'll take a shower real quick. It's it's pretty crazy, but I love it actually. I don't mind being on the road at all, at all.
Do you have friends or family that travel with you or come visit you or?
My parents switch out.
Oh, so someone's with you most of the time.
I think they have to.
Oh, legally?
Yeah. I think so. Actually, I think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think that I can just have a guardian. But
oh, yeah, yeah. Whatever, but they're with you.
My parents are always with me. But neither of them are super crazy about toy life, bruh.
Yeah.
So they switch out a lot.
Yeah. I think it's important, though, to have people come in and, like, kind of change, you know, just to kind of come in and be like a breath of fresh air.
And I visit, I have friends around a lot.
Yeah.
Like at different parts of America. Oh, that sounds so weird. I was like, how can I word that? But I don't know how else to.
That's where we are.
Different parts of America. It's just the facts. And yeah, so they'll come to a show or something, especially New York. I'm looking forward to New York because I live in New York, so I'll be able to see all my friends. And sometimes friends will travel with me, but I'm not super crazy about that because I'm like a very alone type of person.
Yeah, you would hate me on tour with you.
Oh yeah, Tony would be trying to get into your.
I'd be like, can I sleep
bunk
with you tonight?
Yeah.
No, I love it for like 2 days, but like spending weekends with friends or something like I have to really. It's like a milestone in a relationship with someone. I need to recharge.
5 people who I can handle. Same. For multiple days.
I think there's probably 2 people that I can handle for more than like 2 days.
Wow.
Straight.
Are you, so 3, you would consider maybe yourself an introvert, I would say.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I don't really know, but I'm not shy.
But you recharge on alone time.
Is that what introvert means? I thought introvert was shy.
Yeah, no, introvert shy means you recharge being alone.
Oh, yeah, then extrovert. I'm the biggest introvert in the entire world. I can be alone. Sometimes when I'm home, I'll go through this cycle. I'll be alone for like 4 days straight, like only go downstairs to like eat food and I'll just hide. And then like I'll go out like every single day for like 2 weeks and be like, yeah, people, let's do it. And then just go on the cycle. It's probably unhealthy, but.
Wow.
I don't think you're alone in that.
There's got to be more people like that. It's just the best. I just love it. I just love me.
That's great.
I'm just the best. No one knows amazing me better than
it's
me.
True.
Like, I know what I want to watch. I know what I want to snack on. I'm the best.
You gone to a show that you're, like, so obsessed with and you're like, this is what I see for myself in the future? Like, how do you creatively kind of get in that space? Like, are there artists that you admire musically, like, visually?
Musically, I really like Jessie Reyes. Honestly the direction that I'm trying to go in.
Cool.
It's my master plan. I love the music that I'm making now, of course, but I really want to do it right, really, really badly. And I've thought about it a lot. And that's honestly the music that I do want to make. And I kind of want to like start making the music that I'm making now and slowly ease into like more experimental stuff like that. And also by the time that I can do that, I'll probably be older and old enough to really completely express myself the way I want to, which will be really cool.
But why really is that? Why do you have to be old enough to express yourself the way that you want to?
Girl, don't do this
to me. Oh, I'm no, I'm serious.
Like, I don't know. You sound like oh my God, you sound like Ito.
Who's I don't know.
Ito says this to me all the time when we're writing. He is this writer that I work with, but
he sounds smart.
I don't know. It's just the way it is. I mean, and it's genuinely my decision because I don't want to bring it back to America's Got Talent, but that was my start, and I do still have a lot of fans from that viewing.
Right.
Pool,
audience,
which is awesome, and I hope they'll grow with me and stick with me and all of that. But I feel like those people compared to the people who have picked up on me now are a little more cautious with me on what I do and a little more easily just being like, whoa,
like never they don't mind. Want change.
Yeah, I think a little bit. So I think the main reason why I feel like I have to wait so I can truly completely express myself, and I do express myself, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is because I really just feel like I have to just like really baby, just dip everyone's toes in. Otherwise, because if I did, I could really do it right now, but I feel like, I don't know, I just really feel like I could do it so right. And I could also do it so wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I do it right now, it's just going to be wrong.
Yeah.
It's not the right timing. I don't have the right fan base right now. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you said no one knows you better than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's so, yeah. And I respect it too. I'm just curious because I feel like right now is like, it's a really interesting time in the music industry where people are kind of really just honing in on like, just their truth, you know what I mean? Like they're just expressing themselves in a really unique way, and it's such an interesting time in the music industry that I feel like it's just a cool space right now.
It's a really cool space.
Yeah.
And I will be one with that cool space in a blink of an eye, I'm sure.
That's awesome.
I love that. I feel like you're so self-aware. You like know yourself and what you want.
Thank you. I do know exactly what I want.
You're just waiting for the timing to be right.
I'm just waiting for the timing. The timing is right. Like I'm doing it right now. Everything, my little 5-year plan in my mind is like already in set with You're So Beautiful, When Waste My Time, and this whole new campaign. And this already is so much more me. And it feels so relieving, if that's, is that a word?
Yeah,
I don't know. Relieving to finally kind of step more into what I really love and kind of step away from, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but you guys know.
Yeah.
And like you said, the people who have followed you since the show are growing with you.
Exactly.
And like as soon as it feels like the right time, it'll be the right time for them.
And I guess what I'm actually trying to say with this whole like quote unquote process thing is more about, less about easing people into it. I don't know if that was the right thing to say, but more about those people, they don't know what's in my mind. You know, they don't know what I'm planning. So I'm not surprised when I make something, because it's what I've been planning for so long, but they don't know my plans. They don't know my dreams, you know?
Right.
So they'll be surprised. So I kind of want to take them on this journey so that they're kind of in my mind a little bit, so that they're not as surprised, or surprised in a good way. Like, ooh, kill him. She did it. You know what I mean? And less like, what did she do?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think people are going to be like so excited, because I think real fans are just like, they're like want the best for you, and they like, you know, like the real fans who you want around supporting you are the ones stands. Who are going to support. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to be stoked about anything you put out.
True. Yeah.
Stoked. Shocker. Sure.
True. Well, thank you so much for taking time. I know that you're tired and you're on tour.
I know.
I want to make sure everybody gets You're So Beautiful, yes. Waste My Time, available right now.
Thank you.
And then you still have about 3 weeks left on tour.
Yeah.
So where can people go to get tickets?
I don't know.
Your Instagram ticket, link? There's probably a link on your Instagram.
There are links all over social media. You can just Google Grace VanderWaal tour tickets, and Google's got you.
Amazing.
Google can do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She's so cute.
So cute.
She's so wise, but also made me feel very old.
She's really cool.
Yeah, she's like so much cooler than I was when I was. How is she like 15?
I looked up her age. She's 15.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, do you know what I was doing when I was 15?
First of all, like just the way, like her energy, like everything about her is not 15.
Yeah, she's lived like a trillion lifetimes.
So I probably met her when she was 12.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know what I just realized, you guys?
What did you realize?
Grey's Anatomy is coming back this month.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's the end of the month, right? Like the last Thursday or something.
I am not sure on the specific date, but I know it's September. That is so exciting.
It feels like it's been off forever. Like I need to watch the finale, because there's something with Meredith and DeLuca,
it's coming
but beyond
back
that.
September 16th.
That's the middle. Soon.
Yeah, that's close.
Only a few short weeks away.
A couple short weeks away. I'm freaking out.
We have an email about that, but we'll probably get to that later, huh?
I think so. I really quick, I want to shout out Vanessa from the Giants again. She DMs me all the time. So freaking cool. And they've just been so great to us here. We've gotten so much cool stuff, and they're great. She always sends me a nice message on Instagram.
They're
really
literally
her
the
friendship.
Sweetest ever.
This
was really, really
we feel
sweet.
Like real celebrities today.
Yeah, this is so. I mean, I never like you go to baseball games and you look up in these boxes and go, who are the beautiful people up there? You know, and like
we literally walked in and I was like, I could do baseball like this.
Yeah, Tanya's expectations have been risen.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, you're gonna go to baseball games and be like, where's my suite? And my free food.
Yeah, where's the
and
Cloud
my
Club?
Red, where's yes. my red Starburst, please?
So the best thing about the Cloud Club, which is where we're at right now, is everything's free. Like food, drinks, everything. So like literally this is unbelievable.
I'm going to eat like 7 hot dogs today.
I don't even know what I'm going to eat, but I just need to eat so many things. I haven't eaten since, what time is it? Not sure.
Tony goes, I ate lunch at 10:30. I was like, that's just a second breakfast.
It's
like,
not when your breakfast lunch. Is at 4.
I'm just saying it's a second breakfast. It's a snack.
Yeah, we had early start today.
Yeah.
So you guys, I'm looking over and I see that the two guys from How Men Think,
are
here.
Stars oh, stars of the God. Show.
Be a part of the man panel,
for
too.
Sure.
Oh, I got permission. I
so producer Tori and Mark, but they posted to the Scrubbing In Facebook page and they asked like what questions, you know, our listeners want answered. And so we pulled some of the best ones and we're going to have our man panel answer them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, you guys, our mantle has just stepped up to the mics. I was going to say stepped up to the batter's box, but I couldn't think of anything quick enough.
That's so cool, though.
Sat down in the chair.
Just sat. No.
Now batting the mantle.
Yeah, now batting on Scrubbing In, we have two of the co-hosts of How Men Think, an iHeartRadio podcast. We have Dimitri, is it Pappas?
Pappas, yeah.
And we have Rick Crummins?
Crummins. Crummins.
No, I couldn't get two in a row like
that's
that.
That's okay. He doesn't even pronounce it correctly.
The
so
first
fine.
One is really long, let me tell you.
Would you consider yourselves experts as men? Men experts?
Experts?
No.
Wow.
I don't think there a such thing as a man expert?
That was a trick question.
But I think being a man makes you an expert at being a man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't be wrong because my thought as a man is of a man. So,
right. Yeah,
in that respect. By the way, quick thing on the way over, funniest thing happened. Rick and I were in an Uber on the way to the baseball park, and we found a strapless bra.
I'm like really upset. I'm like, how do you lose a strapless bra?
I think we know.
Left it somewhere?
Exactly.
Shoot.
What was interesting about that though is I actually put it on because. Being a man expert, I have man boobs.
That's the sad part. Is it
so
fit?
I had to try it on and see if it was the right size.
Wow.
It was a little big.
They have half sizes, so it's fine.
Yeah.
A perfect fit and a premium feel, right?
That's right. Premium feel. That's Third Love. ThirdLove.com/Becca.
So Tanya and I give a lot of advice. Sometimes we are not the best to give the advice that we give, but we just do what we have to do because... You know, we're needed. We're needed by the people. But a lot of times the questions are geared towards how a man thinks. And as women, Tanya and I are not able to answer that fully because they want to know a guy's perspective.
Right.
So that's why we brought you in.
That's why we have a podcast, How Men Think, because people want to know. And frankly, I mean, if we have something to share, we might as well, because it's not a good idea for you not to know about men. Because it put women in general, because it puts us in a bad position for you to be guessing all the time.
That's the thing. And I feel like women are so anxious to communicate. And I feel like guys have a lot of thoughts and are probably more emotional than we give them credit for. But because they're maybe not as natural of communicators or want that emotional communication, then they're just kind of assumed that like they're not as emotional as me. They don't care as much. But I don't think that's the case. I think guys sometimes even care more. They just don't communicate it as much as we do.
100%. We're not of the. It's not in our nature to just cough everything up and start talking and gab. We don't gab like guy to guy. I mean, we do, because this is what we're doing now. We're a little more open to it. But guys don't just cough up information.
Yeah, that's so weird to me.
But girls always, women always think, oh, that's because they don't want to talk, or they're being private, or they're being shady. Really, it's just not in our nature to just cough. If you ask, we'll answer. But it's not in our nature to come up and just start spilling everything.
Right.
Well, and I feel like there's a little bit of this, like, if you start telling about your feelings or what you're going to wear or asking questions about that, like, there's a little bit of embarrassment that carries along with that, being a man. And, I mean, obviously we're over that now because Dimitri asked what I was wearing over here.
Yeah.
As I was putting on the strapless bra.
But I find it, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if I don't tell him that he looks good, he gets all bent out of shape. So. It's got to be prepared.
So we're all the same in that way.
Exactly. I just find it so funny because I'm like, girls will tell girls like every detail about every single date that they go on. And then like guys will like spend an entire day with their guy friend the day after a date and they'll like share nothing. I'm like, that's so weird.
No,
to
you
me.
Say, no, it was cool. She was cool.
She was cool.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good. No, I had a good time.
You gonna see her again? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we internalize a lot. So we've played this out in our head, but if Rick were to say, hey, how'd the date go? He would ask me specifically what he wants to know. So it's not like he would expect me to spill everything. If he's like, was she really cute? I'd be like, yeah. Was it fun? Yeah. What'd you guys do? Great. But I'm not going to just be like, oh my God, Rick, I got to tell you about this date. It was fantastic. We had so much fun. It's just not in our,
so,
it's not in the nature to
so
do that.
So there's never this desire to just like gush about someone you like?
I mean,
Rick, go ahead.
Should I go off about Dimitri right now? I mean, I love Dimitri. Like, Dimitri's incredible.
No, I'm talking about, like, girl. Like, somebody
you're
dating.
I know.
Yeah. No, there is an excitement there, but I think it's not, historically, it was never the way a guy should be. Like, a guy shouldn't just be like, oh, my God, I'm so excited about this girl. One, because the other guys are going to tease him. Two, because a little bit, and I think maybe you women do this as well, you don't want to jinx it. You don't want to be like, oh my
right.
God, I like this girl
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, she's not into you. And you're like, oh, now
yeah.
I look like an idiot.
I do that all the time.
Well, and I think the more poignant answered questions, that's how guys relate to it. It's like, how was she? She was cute. What color hair? Blonde. You know,
right,
it's not
right,
like
right.
We're going to sit down and be like, oh my God,
here's
she's
her Instagram.
The cutest girl. And,
yeah, she had the cutest you know, dress and, on. Yeah. Yeah. And you're just going to be like, she was cool. Unless you're like directed specific questions.
Correct. Yep.
You need to be led. The horse needs to be led to the
water.
And we will drink all day long as long as you lead us there.
Good to know. Well, I mean, we get a lot of questions on our Facebook group, but I had a question because this really doesn't relate to me at all, but I have had friends in this position. Do guys get scared? Like if you're in the beginning phases of a relationship and a lot of times the girls, there's this whole conversation of like, are we official yet? Is he only going on dates with me? Like, where do we stand? And I've always thought like, my thought giving advice is always like, it might scare him off if it's too soon. But sometimes I wonder if guys like want the girl to bring it up so that they don't feel too vulnerable or like put on blast or something.
If you're into the girl, then you want her to ask because that automatically means that she wants that as well. So if I was seeing somebody, I've been married for 14 years, but if I was seeing someone and it was new and they were like, and all of a sudden they said, listen, what are we doing? Are we exclusive? I'd be like, well, that's pretty cool because she wants to know. That means she wants to be exclusive. There is the risk of if it's super early, like it's date one or two.
Yeah,
like, whoa,
right.
Slow down.
Well, how many
I don't
dates,
even know what we are.
How many dates is like reasonable to not be scary?
I think it depends on the quality of the dates. Like, is it a really good date? Did we hit it off? Did we spend? If you have two like surface level dates and then someone's like, are we exclusive? I'd be like, I don't think so because I don't even know you. Like,
what's your last name?
Yeah, exactly.
But if you went on five.
I almost answered, by the way. I was like, we already said Pappas. What's the problem? Just shows my dating game is way off.
I love that you've been married for 14 years. That's so awesome. Yeah. And your wife is like the freaking coolest person on the planet.
She really
lucked out.
Thank you. Well,
not
that's
lucked
kind
out.
Of a, yeah, that's kind of a slap.
Wait, that was a backhanded compliment.
She settled, but you really lucked
no,
out.
No, like you guys are a really good couple because I just feel like she's a badass woman.
Yeah.
And you like let her be a badass and it's cool.
She is a badass. Absolutely.
And yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, from earlier, my oldest, I have four kids. My oldest is 10 and she is not making out. So 10-year-olds are not
that's
kissing.
What you think,
that's what you think,
Dad.
What you think?
I'm sorry I brought that up. Let's go back to where we were. Yeah. Where were we? Last name's Pappas. Thank you. Is that where we were?
But I think what you were saying was, you know, is the fifth date, is that the time? And I think by the fifth date, you're probably already, you already know internally, maybe you haven't voiced it with that person, but you already internally know whether it's going to be right or wrong, or it's going to be a longer term thing, or, hey, you know what? Time to cut it off.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
But do you think it's harder for, do you find it harder to be the one to bring it up in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't think it's comfortable for anybody to bring up because you're afraid of the answer.
Yeah.
I will say in college, I started dating this girl and she came to me and she said, hey, so-and-so in the dorm next to me, we were talking last night, whatever, and he kissed me. And I said, oh. And she said, I said, well, did you kiss it back? She goes, well, I didn't necessarily beat him off with a stick, but I don't know. That sounded weird. She said, I didn't fight him off. She said, but I kissed him, but I don't know. Like, that's because I didn't know where we stood. And I was like, oh, well, it'd be my preference if you didn't kiss other people. And she said, okay, I don't want to either.
That's a good answer.
See, there was one time I was dating a young lady, and we went on 5 dates, and we went out to barbecue, and she said, are you into guys? And I said, no. Why do you ask? And she said, you haven't tried to have sex with me yet.
Oh.
And I said, I'll do it right now. Like, I mean,
not on the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
Had you tried to have sex with guys at the barbecue? Like,
I tried to have sex with the barbecue, yeah. It was really good brisket, you know? But I mean, and I know that's like a totally different thing, but like, I thought that was a really, and then I was like, well, do you want, like, is this like a thing? Are we like exclusive now? Is that...
I'm not taking away from your story, please. But that sounds very awkward. Like, I don't think that's the best way to get into it. Like, hey, are you into girls? Yeah. Because you haven't tried to have sex with me.
I thought she was like joking around. It was a serious question. She thought that I was like not interested in her, like, sexually.
Did you have sex with her?
Yeah.
Permission.
Yeah. Cause
green light.
Yeah, totally. I was trying to, I thought I was being,
respectful.
And I know like having the exclusive talk and like when to have sex with someone is like a totally different thing, but like, I need these signals to be like abundantly clear that it's okay for me to make a move, you know, so clear that like it's like, hey, I don't know if you have any sexual interest in me at all. Like,
I back in the day when I was dating, I was very polite, similar, and someone was just like, at one point it became like a standoff. It was like high noon, because she wasn't making a move because she was expecting me to, and I was just like, well, I need a signal or something. Yeah. I'm not going to be the guy that's just going to come swoop in. One, because it's disrespectful. Two, because I do not want to hear, no thanks.
Okay, but aren't there triggers along that way, whether it's through dating or you're going to a movie or whatever, that trigger this sense like, okay, yeah, she wants to kiss, or maybe she wants to have sex or what, you know? And like, I feel like that's how, when I was growing up and doing it, that was basically those triggers that...
You sound so old. You know, when I was having the sex, that's the way it was back in the day for me.
It was before cell phones, right? So shut up, Dimitri.
Okay.
No, I lost my train of thought, but basically there were triggers. There were triggers that gave you that moment to go in to do whatever you wanted to do. Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I feel like most of us as women want to be pursued and feel like that a guy wants us. So I think that standoff is hard because it's like, well, I'm not going to like, I want you to come after me. So
definitely being too polite.
Right? Yeah.
I think there's a line where you can be polite, you can be respectful, but you don't want to not show interest because that's not. Then another guy comes by, shows interest, and you're like, I can't believe she made out with that other guy.
Yeah.
That happened a lot.
Okay. I want to go into some of the ones that came up in our Facebook group. This is from Julia, and I find this to be wildly interesting because I don't really have a lot of guy friends, but I feel like this is a very common question. So she said, I'm an engineer, data scientist, data.
Either is acceptable.
Okay. Did she ask that? Because she should know.
No, I didn't. I never know. So a lot of my friends are guys. I want to know if that's a turnoff to other guys, having so many male friends, and what level of friendship is okay to maintain once you're in a relationship.
I mean, I would say it's not ideal to have a ton of guy friends. One, because guys have guy friends.
Right.
Like, they're not looking to hang out with more guys. So it's a little awkward. It's nice to know that she gets along with guys. But I think one of our How Men Think podcasts, I think it was maybe Gavin, or no, it was Brooks, said, listen, you know, we don't want you to be a guy's guy. We're looking for a girl to be a girl. You don't have to match my buddy's level. So if you have a ton of guy friends, then the chances are you're more at that like guy buddy buddy level. And I think things get, the lines get crossed at that point.
I really don't like your answer at all. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me, everyone.
Because I think that a girl can be friends with girls and guys, and sometimes it's platonic, sometimes it's an ex, whatever it is, if she's now with you and committed to you, then have trust in that. And don't be bothered that she has guy friends. I have a lot of guy friends, and that would bother me if someone was bothered by that, almost to the point of a deal breaker.
No, see, I didn't mean she couldn't have friends, like guy friends. I think too many, because then you want her to have girlfriends too, because you also don't want this listener sounds like she,
Julia
sounds like she has, she works with a lot of guys and most of her friends are guys. I think from a guy's perspective, you don't want her going and talking to a guy about your relationship, because
why?
One, a guy could, because I don't know, from a guy's point of view, you don't know what those other guys are thinking. What if one of those guys likes her and he's just going to sabotage you just for the sake of
right.
sabotaging
you? I just disagree. I mean, I think if a woman has very close guy friends, I probably have 8 very close guy friends that I talk to all the time, and they help me through a ton of stuff. It doesn't mean that I'm not, when I'm with someone, like a boyfriend, I'm 100% in, 100,000,000% in.
Right.
And the guy friends don't take away from that in any way. It doesn't, it's like saying you love one of your kids more than another. It's like, no, that's not true. So you can have guy friends and be completely devoted to someone else.
But I do think like there's a reason why there's this podcast specifically called How Men Think, because I think women and men do think differently, and I think they see relationships differently. And so if I were dating a guy and I was going to another guy for advice, I would get something very different than if I asked one of my girlfriends who's maybe in the same position. And I think it also matters like what your partner, their comfort level is. Because if they're uncomfortable with you spending time with a bunch of guys, then you have to respect that as a partner. Like, there is compromise. So, but you're saying, like, it would be a little bit of, like, a, you'd be a little turned off by her only having male friends because it's, like, that energy feels more friendly.
I think that would be difficult. My wife has male friends. I hang out with them. I like them. I have no problem with that. I'm very secure in our relationship. But if I had met someone and we started dating and all she had was guy friends, yeah. It wouldn't be my ideal situation.
Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree. I just feel like the advice or the relationship that she's having with that guy is what you actually strive for as a male.
Totally.
Being with her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the relationship that you want. So whether
it's like, why aren't you dating any of those guys if you're so
exactly.
good?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're getting advice from them. That's the advice. Those are the questions that I want to hear from you.
Totally.
So you think the level of friendship, the question is what level of friendship is okay to maintain once you're in a relationship. And basically you're saying if that's your work life, then that should be where.
Not even work life. I think you can have, like I said, my wife has male friends from business school, from work, from what, that's totally cool, because then you're in a relationship and you should be secure in that relationship. And you can't be playing that guessing game. You know, the strong relationship is when you're not playing guessing games. Like, does she like somebody else?
Oh,
is she with them for this?
Infuriating to me. It's like, I would love for people to email us, because that's like saying, I've been best friends with Chris Harrison for 20 years. So you're saying that I'm going to start dating somebody and I can't be friends with him anymore?
No, I said they should be friends.
I think it's just a certain level of friendship that you need to like, yeah. I don't know. I think it's also, no?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Didn't I say my wife has friends?
Yes, but you're saying, you're still saying.
Nope, I'm saying I'm totally fine with that.
But we're saying,
by the way,
we're saying from
a certain number of guy friends.
But we're saying from the male perspective, if your girlfriend or wife had only hung out with 10 guys, that would make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. That would make, I would want her to bounce those questions off of me instead of those guys.
Whether it's
a work situation, I think that's a little bit different because you're in work and that, you know, that's what you're doing. You know, whether it, you take that work side out of it. Amy's super frustrated right now, which is great.
I mean, I wouldn't like the guy that I'm dating to have like tons of girlfriends. I'd be like,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, honey, I'm going to go out with, you know, my 3 girlfriends. We're going to go to the ballpark tonight. Like, have a good, great time from work.
I wouldn't like
that. That's not cool.
I think this is also the thing. I think it depends. And you've kind of touched it. It depends what kind of level you're at. So if you're asking your guy friend you know, advice for a situation, or you confide in them with things that you don't confide in your significant other in, that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, on Amy's point of view,
it depends how old you are, because I'm 45, so I've had these friends for 20 years. It's way different if you're in your 20s or 30s. Like, someone now is not going to be able to come in and change my situation. And Rick, FYI, I'm calling Chris Harrison about you. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was dating you. I'm saying oftentimes you're calling your best guy friend about the guy you're dating.
Chris Harrison's in paradise with 35 women on doing The Bachelorette, or The Bachelor. So,
but you know what I'm saying. Yes, is like, yes. Sometimes you're calling your best guy friend to get advice about the relationship.
But I feel like that's where the problem is, because you should be talking to the person you're in a relationship with.
See, but this is
that's
also
healthy, right? Isn't that the healthy thing?
That's
to do?
The healthiest option. But I do agree with Amy in this. Well, A, you're right. Like, the older you get, it's kind of like it is what it is, right? So, but if you're 23 and you're dating and you're you know, then maybe we go back to what we're talking about. But right. I do think that you don't want to get you want to have that open relationship with the man.
Yeah.
And ask those questions. It is hard, though. There are hard topics that come up or don't you can't bring up that you're like, God, I need to call Danielle because I don't know what to ask, you know, or how should I approach it? You know,
right.
Like, I think that's the good advice you would get from a male or a female, you know, friend.
I was going to say there's certain people, both genders, that I would ask different things. Like, if I was like, oh, I need a guy's advice, that there's a certain guy I'd call. Or if I need a girl's advice who's in this situation, or like she's married or she's dating, I'm going to ask her. Like, there's just different people, kind of not even specifically gender, but there's just different people who have different friendships in my life that are for different things and topics.
Right.
I don't know if I answered, but
I know. Julia, I hope that helped you.
Julia, good luck.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ask your guy friends what they thought of that answer. Yeah.
Okay, so this one is from Francis, and it says, once you're married, should you expect your husband to put you first before his mom?
I've had
hard conversations with my husband about feeling like he still prioritizes being a son rather than a husband. Is it right for me to think that he should put me first?
I will be totally honest. He needs to put her first. Yes, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think as you get older or you do start to have that relationship with your wife or your significant other, the relationship with your mom does change. And from my perspective, it was more of like, wow, like she becomes somebody else, you know, like you're now kind of gone from underneath her wing or whatever you want to call it. And for me, it was like, oh, well, now I have another relationship with my mom. I have a relationship with this woman and now I have a relationship with my mom. And it's, I think going back to start that over or have that different perspective with her is great, but your wife is priority number one.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think your wife and your mom have to be on different mantles, by the way, on different plateaus. There shouldn't be a first and a second. Your mom is your mom, and she's always going to be your mom. But when you get in a relationship or get married or whatever it may be, yeah, they go first because that is where you're, and your mom should understand that. If there's a mom that's still trying to be number one in her son's life above his wife, that's it's not fair.
But they do exist.
They definitely do exist, yeah. But she's not being fair to her son. She's not doing what's best for her son.
Do moms always do what's best for their son?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of this is on the mom too. You know, like I don't know. How to because like let's do one more, you guys. From Emily, why can a man never respond to two things at the same time via text?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I do. I respond. Sometimes I'll even number it. I will. If you give me a text with three things in it, I will address all three things. I'm very good at that. Rick?
I answer the last question first, and then I go back in that order.
Do you do that intentionally? Like, are you ignoring
Absolutely
something?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're just
I sometimes
like,
do that, too. If I get a lot, not. I'll just, like, respond to the last thing, and then they're like, well, what about tomorrow? I'm like, oh, I forgot. Like, I'm the
it's
same
like,
way.
Yeah. And then that's my other thing is, like, if you're going to get three questions, like, you might as well pick up the phone and call the person.
I'd prefer them in separate box, like don't give me a paragraph, like if but you have questions
sometimes I leave space, like if I answer something
that's
then
good.
Space like,
I could jive with that.
I'm like
too.
Dimitri on this one. If I get multiple questions, I'll go one blah blah blah, two blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like here you
if
go
if you could number it out for me, I will get it all. But if it's in a paragraph, you're gonna get an answer to the bottom one. I don't think this is a man thing. I think this is just like a human thing.
Yeah. I think it's a social texting thing.
Yeah.
Now I know, at least know when I text Rick to just send him one thing.
Yeah.
I wonder why I don't hear back from you on a bunch of these things.
Yeah.
Like what you were going to wear today.
I had a strapless bra on.
He was securing his strapless bra. Well, thank y'all so much for coming in. I feel like we gave some just great advice, specifically to Julia. She's scratching her head right now. Has no idea what to do.
I know.
But it is always interesting, like, having a different perspective from, you know, like, just what we think as women. So, thank you to Dimitri.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And Julia, appreciate it. Julia, if you have, if you meet a guy that's fine with, you know, if you're going to stay friends with all those guys, find a guy that's okay with it, and that's your guy. That's how.
But
you
I also
know.
Think, Julia, when you meet the guy that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you're not going to want these bozo guys around.
Not
sorry.
True at all, Julia.
No, totally it's true.
Yes.
Totally
like, I'm
true,
sorry.
Julia.
No, it's
guys,
true.
I'm uncomfortable. Do you have any sweatpants I can put on?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You can hear their podcast, How Men Think. It's an iHeartRadio podcast. What days of the week does that come out?
Sunday nights at 9 p.m.
Sunday there nights at 9 p.m.
Anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. Well, you know, we all love a good subscription box, right? What about a subscription box for your kids that's fun, educational, and helps them develop creative confidence to change the world?
KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. And if you're wondering what STEAM is, it's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. All of my favorite subjects.
I think that's all of them, right?
Yeah, that's all of them.
That's all the subjects.
There are 7 lines to choose from for kids all ages 0 to 16. 16 plus. So there's the tadpole, the koala, the kiwi, the atlas, doodle, tinker, eureka, crates.
So we get one for Grace Vanderwaal if it goes to 16 plus, right? What KiwiCo box would she like? Music, probably.
Yeah, she would. She liked the art one.
Yeah.
My nephews they loved it. My second nephew, Knox, is like the one who's really into, they all love building and like doing things where they're putting things together. So any type of craft or that keeps them focused on something that they're getting to create is, I think, really interesting to them. I actually find them quite interesting myself.
My sister was a big fan because she's like literally... they just always want to be doing something. So just to give them one more thing to do that actually took them a little bit of time was really nice.
I also think because there's so much screen time happening, like to be able to give them something that is hands-on and like for their brain to use a different part of their brain, I think is like really important. So it was cool to watch them be so into it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new box each month, and if you're pressed for time, there's no worries. So each month, the kid in your life receives a new, fun, and engaging project with all the supplies they need to challenge themselves creatively. All the boxes come with the supplies needed for that month's project, including a detailed, easy-to-follow instructions and an educational magazine to learn even more about that crates theme.
KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything that they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 a month, including shipping. So for our listeners, you can go to kiwico.com/Becca to get your first month free. So every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/Becca and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/Becca.
Once again, we are spending our night at the Oracle Park in San Francisco for the Giants versus Padres game. Go Giants.
Go,
Giants.
Go Giants. We're so excited to watch Dean and Lucille go out and hand. I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something big with the game ball. We're going to go and support him. We're going to be on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. And a huge thank you to Hotel Via for hosting us. Literally, my room could not be more spectacular. I already laid on that chair. Like, it's so cute.
Perfect view of the stadium, honestly. We're right across the street. I'm going to be having some garlic fries, some caramel corn. There's ice cream sundaes. I mean, I'm going to be in a food coma by the end of the night, but we are so happy to be here. I mean, we scrubbed in the Cloud Club. This is a big moment.
Scrubbed in the Cloud Club.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area, BAE area.
And we have San Francisco giant scrub tops on.
BAE stands for, what does it stand for?
Before anyone else.
Wow. You know I'm not well when I don't know what Bay stands for.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Ever. All right. Well, anyways, thank you for listening. We are going to go eat and watch the Giants dominate tonight.
That's right.
All right.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Time of death. Oh, no, you took it off.
Four.
No, so that would be 16. Oh. 16 o'clock.
16 o'clock p.m.